It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation. It is Black Friday. I hope that you had a great time with your friends and family yesterday and had lots of good things to eat. And there is a lot to be grateful for in this country today. And so we'll be talking with a number of my fellow Liberty Toastmasters throughout the show about gratitude. And Rick Rome, who is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, is in studio, and he'll be helping me with that. But before we get into this, you know, we talk about freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. And if something is a really good idea, it seems like why do you have to use force to make it happen? It is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, or their freedom via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, or unpredictable and excessive taxation. And we are seeing this in Colorado. We've seen it in California, where PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties are using public policy to start to force agendas in transportation, education, energy, housing, water, communications, and data. And so that is why we do this show, is so that we can get our brains around these issues and we can push back on this big force that's coming at us, because we are Americans. We stand for freedom. So with that, I'm so grateful for our team, for producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, for your support and your good work. Steve, you do a great job.
Well, thank you.
And it makes me think of when you roll off our names like that, what a kind of an unlikely team we were. Not unlikely in like we're not cut out for it, but we come from so many different areas within the greater confines here of what we're doing. And we're like a well-oiled machine. So thanks to you, too, for, you know, being the inspiration and bringing it every day.
Indeed, it is a great team. And thank you to each of you listeners as well. I appreciate you listening. You each, you're treasured, you're valued. Today, strive for excellence and take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. And be sure and check out my website. It is kimmunson.com. That's spelled M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All kinds of great information there. All of our op-eds. You know, we're really rocking it on that website, Steve. I think it's really amazing.
Also, I get a tickler on Facebook every time someone makes a comment or, you know, just generally sends a like. And that's kind of through the roof, too.
It is. And Zach is doing a great job on all the social media and also on the website. And podcasts of the show are available there. And if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. So we're going to be talking about gratitude, Steve. And so our quote today, inspiration/wisdom, is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." I tell you what, you know, many times people say that they're striving for happiness, but I'm not sure that we, quote unquote, deserve to be happy. I think that what we need to do is what he just said, to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to live a life and live it well, Steve.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to go through this piece that you found that really dissects and goes through every little aspect of gratitude. And it really stirs your soul to go through these things. I guess she's got 31 benefits of being grateful or displaying gratitude in your life. But she's also kind of, she makes you laugh because she's kind of like an Irma Bombeck, because she says, if you're a guy, don't worry, gratitude won't make you a woman.
So we're going to go through that. It is a great piece. Before we do that, though, I love this funny. I hope that you like it, Steve. Are you ready?
You know I'm discerning here. Go ahead.
Okay. A small business owner was dismayed when a brand new corporate chain, much like his own, opened up next door and erected a huge sign which read, Best Black Friday Deals. He was horrified when another competitor opened up to his right and announced with an even larger sign reading, Lowest Black Friday Prices. So the small business owner panicked until he got an idea. He used his brain. He put the biggest sign over his own shop, and it read, Main Entrance.
Oh, okay. Now that's good.
Very creative.
Very creative, yes. Hey, we don't want to dwell on Black Friday, but you've mentioned it a time or two now, and I think of how many years it's been. Oh, probably 17, 18 years ago, when this Black Friday thing was really starting to pick up some speed. For whatever reason, we were traveling back to Colorado on that day. We had to get up incredibly early because we were in central Pennsylvania. We had to get down to Washington Dulles, where our flight was. Well, you know, it was a light traffic morning, and Black Friday didn't cause any issues traffic-wise, but it's what we saw in that little town in Pennsylvania coming past the Walmart at 3 a.m., and the line was starting at the front door and went down the street two blocks.
Well, and you know, Steve, for some people, that's a tradition. I know that there are, I know friends that it's kind of something that they and their girls do. They go for the Black Friday deals. It's something that they do. And I've done it once. Let me just put it that way.
At 3 a.m.?
Let's see. You know what? We went, I think, actually, it was like around midnight on Thanksgiving, you know, right going into Black Friday. So we went down. I think that's what it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
My hat's off to you.
I did it once. I did it just once. So.
Well, I can't figure out if my hat's off to you or...
How crazy was I?
You're a crazy person.
I will tell you, though. Now, I think it was about midnight. And so we were headed down I-25. We were going down the Castle Rock Outlet Malls. And to get off on that exit took forever. And if I would have been thinking, again, using my brain, I would have gone down to the next exit and then turned around and got off and come back and got off because there was not a line coming from the Colorado Springs from the northbound exit. But I didn't think of that. I sat in that line for probably 45 minutes. So note to self, if you are in a line to get off at the outlet malls at Castle Rock, don't sit in that line. Go down to the next exit, make a U-turn, and come back up, and you'll be able to get over to the shopping center in front of all those other people. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. And one other thing I want to say this week, as many of you know, we are truly entrepreneurs here. I buy my airtime, which means that I have my own sponsors, which I am grateful for every one of them. I highly recommend every one of them, and I would just like to mention them. Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance, award-winning realtor. Jason McBride and the team over at Presidential Wealth Management. Hooters Restaurants. Susan Kochevar with the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. The Harris Family. Liberty Oilfield Services. Jay Davidson with First American State Bank. Lauren Levy regarding all your mortgage options with Polygon Fi. Waters Edge Winery. Liberty Toastmasters. Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors and Complete Colorado. I am grateful, Steve, for each and every one of them. And you've met most all of them as they come in the studio. They are all stellar folks.
Yep, I'm really, I could really honestly and truly say I picked up several new friendships with these people. We see them at least once a month, and it's just great being on a first-name basis with them.
Okay, and with that, let's jump into this piece that I found. We must realize that envy is the opposite of gratitude. And envy is not only just wanting what somebody else has, but it is wanting to keep them from what they have. So it is very destructive. We are seeing envy play out with all of these activists, radical activists that have taken over the Democrat Party. They don't seem to want other people to have success and prosperity, and they are enacting public policies to stop that. But let's talk about gratitude. And this is from a really interesting piece. It is by The Happier Human, and it's 31 Benefits of Gratitude. And the first one here is, I'm not seeing the author. Did you see the author here? I thought I had it, Steve.
But I didn't find her name, but I really do think it is a she because just the way she writes it, again, it reminds me of Irma Bombeck.
Okay. So let's jump through some of these. She has 31 of them. And it's called The Happier Human. It's happierhuman.com. And she says, gratitude makes us happier. A 5-minute daily gratitude journal can increase your long-term well-being by more than 10%. That's the same impact as doubling your income. That is pretty amazing. I have started a gratitude journal. However, Steve, I don't get it done every day. But many times I just start with the simple things, the air that we breathe, you know, the sunrise, the sunset, our families, our opportunities, our jobs, sunshine. I mean, there's so many different things to be grateful for, Steve.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the very start of this, again, she makes a good point. Let me dial back to it here. What the heck? Gratitude? Is this a Christian blog? No, I'm not even religious. When I first started looking into gratitude, I wasn't expecting much. I was wrong. And I think that's a great distinction to be made. Because gratitude is not so much a religious, you know, thing that requires someone to be religious. I think gratitude is, at its base point, it just means that your ego is not leading the way. You're not, you know, a self-centered type person because you allow for the very thought process that there are things that aren't of your own doing.
But you know what? You nail something right there, Steve. And that is gratitude implies that there is something, some being to be grateful to. And I think ultimately in my Christian walk, what I'm grateful for is, you know, the God, the creator of the earth, because there is, if you're going to be grateful, you're implying that there is somebody, some being to be grateful to. Final thought on that, Steve. We're going to go to break. Then we'll be with our Liberty Toastmasters colleagues regarding gratitude. Your final thought on that, Steve.
Well, you know, probably the flip side of what I was just saying there, that you don't necessarily have to be religious to display or to have gratitude in your life. But on the flip side of it, that is probably, though, that probably 99.9% of the people who do have some level of faith are grateful and have gratitude.
Very good point. And so let's go to break. What a great show today, Black Friday. Hope you had a great time with your family yesterday. We'll be talking with Rick Rome, who is in studio. He's helping me host our colleagues with Liberty Toastmasters, and the subject is gratitude. We'll be right back.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson.com.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
Change your mind. Take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance. On the unsteal free. Take a chance on me.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I'm just thrilled to have in studio with me Rick Rome. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And, Rick, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did have a good Thanksgiving. I tend to go out to the farm and spend it with our family, and we do a little bit of pheasant hunting and have a feast and enjoy the holiday. So,
well, it's great to have you in studio here, and we're going to have a number of our colleagues join us. Liberty Toastmasters, we have on the line with us one of the co-founders of Liberty Toastmasters, and that is Brad Beck. Welcome, Brad Beck. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was unbelievable. Thanks, Kim. Good to hear your voice. And hello, Rick. And very blessed to have my father with us. Dad's 86 years old, and I got him a ticket and flew him out to our home and just enjoying the week with him.
Well, you know, it is a great time. I honestly can't believe it, gentlemen, that we are at the end of November. I do not know where the year has gone. But, Brad Beck, you are one of the co-founders of Liberty Toastmasters. And I am convinced that we need to continue to work to get our brains around issues and also be able to communicate them. And that is one of the reasons that you founded or were a co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters?
Yeah, it was an interesting process to get it started, Kim. We had a group of folks that went through the leadership program of the Rockies. And as you know, there's a segment there during lunch that the Honorable Bob Schaefer, our friend who is the headmaster over at Liberty Common High School now, and Bob would ask you a public policy question and put a microphone in your hand. And I would see my fellow folks from the class in 2009 pretty much not be able to articulate in 1 or 2 or 3 minutes any ideas that were based on the principles we were learning. So I thought, why not put together a group that would practice these table topics, if you will? That's what we call them in Toastmasters. There it's called Speak Out. And you have an opportunity to establish your credibility, talk about who you are, where you're from, and then talk about a principle and an idea and come up with a solution all in 1 to 2 minutes. And what amazes me is so many people today say, well, I can't do that. There's no way in 2 minutes I could share an idea that has impact. And I always remind people that our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, did it beautifully with the Gettysburg Address.
Well, right. And that was, how many words was the Gettysburg Address?
I believe about 272 words. And he was not really even the featured speaker that day. It was Edward Everett, the great statesman and orator of his day. And Lincoln was kind of like an afterthought. They were dedicating the Soldiers' Cemetery there in Gettysburg after a horrific battle 6 months prior, where 50,000 men had perished or were wounded or went missing. And so Lincoln was invited, and contrary to popular belief, he did not write his speech on the way down on the train. This was well thought out. And he used language borrowed from Shakespeare, the Bible, from various sources, to heal the wounds of the nation at the time. And he did it so quickly that at the time the photographers thought, well, he'll be like Everett, speak for an hour or two. And he spoke for a little over 2 minutes and said what Everett said in such an eloquent fashion, but clearly and concisely and within a moment of historic significance because it bound up the wounds of the nation at the time.
So words well spoken can actually change history. But we're on a little bit lighter note today. Table topics is something where a topic is given to our members, and they basically have to think on their feet on how they respond. And so today we put out a subject of gratitude, since this is the day after Thanksgiving. So, Brad Beck, what do you have to say about gratitude?
Well, I love this subject, and what was interesting, about 2 years ago, Bob Schaefer had asked me to come to a school, Liberty Common, and speak on the virtue of gratitude. And so I was honored to speak to 600 students and the faculty. And, of course, that's imitating as heck because students listen. So I had to figure out a way, to get their attention. So I started off with somebody who they could probably relate to and kind of keep it lighthearted. And I started off with the great Dr. Seuss, and I said this: when you think things are bad, when you feel sour and blue, when you start to get mad, you should do what I do. Just tell yourself, ducky, you're really quite lucky. Some people are much more, oh, ever so much more, oh, muchly, much, much more unlucky than you. And it's always important to be grateful, no matter where you are or who you are. And so I was grateful for the opportunity to relate that opening line and then share with the students. One of the things that I do every day is I recite the Optimist Creed. I'm a card-carrying member of the Optimist Club of Erie, Colorado. And it reminds me to be positive, to be forward-thinking, to have the opportunities that come my way to be grateful for them, to be grateful for the things that are not so good because I'll learn from those experiences. And then at the end, I challenged all the students to do one thing. And that one thing is what I try to do every night before I go to bed and write down 1 or 2 things that I'm grateful for. And you know, it's interesting. At the end of a week, you have 7 things that you're grateful for. At the end of a month, you have 30 or 31. At the end of the year, you have a book of 365 things you're grateful for. And over a lifetime, you have the experience of being alive and looking back at all the wonderful things that this world gives an individual to pursue their happiness. So I'm grateful on this Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this with all your listeners, Kim.
Well, Brad Beck, I'm grateful for you, actually, and for your friendship and for your vision in being a co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters. And we have Liberty Toastmasters Denver and also Liberty Toastmasters North, and we will be talking with some of our Liberty Toastmasters North colleagues as well. So, Brad Beck, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Rick. Have a great one.
Well, thanks so much. And this day after Thanksgiving, Rick Rome, there is so much to be grateful for. What is some of the things that jump out at you right now?
Well, one of the things that I like to remind myself of, Kim, I'd taken a trip to South America several years ago, and I'd seen a lot of poverty and all of those types of things. And someone had actually taken some amount of money, $50, whatever it was, and I was upset at the time. And it reminded me that I still have my passport, and when I returned
home,
I was robbed. Okay. And so when I had my passport, it reminded me when I get home, I go home to first world problems. Refrigerator goes out, furnace goes out. I've had access to refrigeration and heat my entire life. It's one of those things that I like to think of in terms of what am I really dealing with in my life that is such a hardship that I don't have that opportunity to correct it. Even when we see voter fraud and things like that happening, we have the right to vote. These are first world problems. It's the blessings of liberty that are bestowed on us. And that's what I'm grateful for.
You know, I'm grateful for that as well, Rick Rome. And these blessings of liberty, it seems to me like there's been a real assault on those blessings as far as I think that we've taken it for granted. You know, that used to be modern conveniences, you know, the washer, the dryer, you know, the vacuum, all those kinds of things. We now take that for granted, turning on the lights. You know, as I was thinking about preparing for Thanksgiving dinner, so I had to bring pies to the event. And I didn't have to grow the pumpkin. I didn't have to grow the wheat. You know, I didn't have to find the wood to heat the oven. And there were just so many different things to be grateful for.
I will say that last Thanksgiving, though, Kim, I did grow a pumpkin. It was a 65-pound pumpkin. I did have to chop the wood for the fire because I like a smoked turkey. I didn't have to grow the wheat myself, but that's where we were having Thanksgiving at the farm. So.
Okay, okay. Well, there's a lot to be grateful for. Steve, okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, hold on, Sue. Okay. Okay, Rick Rome. Who is the next person on the line?
Well, we have Sue Pratt from our Liberty Toastmasters North Club. Sue, how are you today?
Good morning, Rick. I'm doing well, thanks. Happy to be on your show this morning.
Well, and did
you
have
having me?
Well, it's our delight. And did you have a good Thanksgiving, Sue Pratt?
We sure did. Actually, my birthday comes close to that date every year, so I have a lot to be grateful for,
yes,
as it turns out.
As those birthdays roll around, it is a good thing. So, Sue, you know table topics. We have about 3 minutes at our Liberty meetings, Liberty Toastmasters meetings. And so the subject on the table today is gratitude. So what would you have to say about gratitude?
Well, in reviewing Webster's New World Dictionary of the American Language, Second College Edition, gratitude is defined as a feeling of thankful appreciation for favors or benefits received, and it's also a gesture of goodwill and thoughtfulness. When one's full of gratitude, there's a feeling of thankfulness and appreciation for the favors or benefits one may receive and or be given without obligation, whether it be large or small in nature. It will be appreciated by the recipient and possibly unexpected and intended as a surprise by the giver, who will actually feel more fulfilled by their own thoughtfulness, as it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Wow.
This Thanksgiving, as we gathered to celebrate and honor this traditional holiday, we're all blessed to be living in our nation, the United States of America, where the saying, "Let freedom ring," reminds us of the Constitution written by our forefathers when this country was founded on liberty and justice for all. As American citizens, we are all in gratitude to our founding forefathers for placing "In God We Trust" on our currency to remind us of his presence in our minds and in our hearts. That's how I feel about gratitude, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. And, you know, Sue, it's very difficult to be envious and a victim when one is grateful. So I just love the words that you have to say. And on this day, the day after Thanksgiving, we indeed should get down on our knees and thank God that we get to live in this amazing country, the United States of America. Sue Pratt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, and Rick Rome, another one of our Liberty Toastmasters North members is on the line, and that's Terry Goon.
Terry Goon.
And Terry, what are your thoughts on gratitude?
Gratitude, it's a huge topic of the day, and I am one of the luckiest people in the world, so I have much to be grateful for. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday. First off, I'm grateful to God. He put me here in the U.S. of A. with my family, who I'm so blessed to be a part of. And he's created a world where my friend was able to adopt Macy Olings, whose birthday was this week. So call out to Macy. I'm grateful to be healthy and have a great job and good pets. And if you'd allow me another call out, I'm grateful to Toastmasters.
Yes.
And the opportunity it's given me to improve both speaking and listening skills. And Liberty Toastmasters itself brought me to a new level of insight into thoughts on freedom and opportunity in this country. There are a lot of top-notch minds out there, and I'm grateful to have gotten to know a few.
Well,
I'm grateful to – oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Terry, I feel the same way. You know, when we meet Liberty Toastmasters North meets the second and fourth Saturdays of each month up in Longmont, and Liberty Toastmasters Denver meets the first and third Saturdays down at the Independence Institute. But to your point, the different comments that are made in table topics, we don't always agree, but it certainly challenges me to think. And that seems like kind of what you're touching on as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's different ways of cracking the eggs, and people think about things just differently depending upon their life view and their history and all of that. And so these are smart people who it's great to get to hear what they have to say about the same kind of topic. So it's been a good opportunity, and it sounds like every Saturday is available to everybody.
Well, most definitely, most definitely. So great thoughts. I agree with you. We are lucky to live in this country. Any final thoughts on this, Terry?
Just that I am one of those irritating people who wake up early in the morning happy to be alive, and I just jump up and get out of bed and get going and look forward to the day. So I am grateful, and I thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, most definitely. Thank you, Terry Goon. Let's go to break, but before we do, let's talk to Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. Okay, Jason, did you have plenty of turkey yesterday?
I can barely move, Kim. You know, it's Thanksgiving's one of those holidays where it's almost it becomes a gluttony contest that's sanctioned by the official holiday making people.
Well, and the other thing is I normally do the dishes, and so my husband normally cooks, and I swear he's like, I haven't used that bowl yet.
The kitchen does turn into a disaster area, doesn't it?
It does. But you had a good day, huh?
I did. I heard one saying, too, on Thanksgiving. It said, the quickest way to ruin Thanksgiving is to not carve the turkey in the kitchen.
That's right.
Isn't it always just kind of a disaster when, you know, and it's usually a man that thinks he needs to carve it at the table and show off. You know, you're lucky if you keep all your fingers.
Well, that's why we hope there's emergency rooms on Thanksgiving.
That's
as well.
Right. You might as well just grab a chainsaw for the success you have with a knife.
So what's our quote for today?
Well, we're kind of in the funny area, so I've got a few from Will Rogers. The first one, and this is one of my favorites, he says, the country has come to feel the same when Congress is in session as when the baby gets hold of a hammer.
He always had some great comments about Congress.
True back then, still true now.
Still true today.
Okay. Another one, Congress-related. The taxpayers keep sending congressmen on expensive trips abroad. It might be worth it, except they keep coming back.
You knew that one was coming.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. Now, here's one that I think kind of applies to what we have today, with Trump's administration that is sometimes unorthodox, to say the least.
You think?
One of Will Rogers' sayings was chaotic action is preferable to orderly inaction.
And you can see what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been so used to inaction for so long. Things, he's mixing it up, that's for sure.
He's got them running around like chickens with their head cut off, that's for sure. Turkeys.
Yeah, turkeys.
I guess it would be this week. Here's the last one, kind of related to what I do. And it's quite funny. Will Rogers says this, don't gamble. Take all your savings and buy some good stock and hold it till it goes up, then sell it. If it don't go up, don't buy it.
You think that's right? Very good investment advice.
That's very profound. And, I wish Will was around to help us figure out how to do that in advance.
Well, I know that you guys try really hard. And one of the things you do at Presidential Wealth Management is you sit down with people and talk about their individual economic prosperity as they look into the future and do your best to tailor their plans for them.
That's right. That's right. So, don't want to do too much sales pitching this week and Thanksgiving, but thanks for letting people know that, Kim. And we're always happy to sit down with people in a friendly environment, no pressure. So think about coming to see us once the turkey wears off and you wake back up.
Well, and there's a lot of things that you may want to consider to get done before the end of the year. We're coming right in on December. And so be sure and check out airpresidential.com. That's airpresidential.com. And you can get all the information with Jason and his team over at Presidential Wealth Management. And Jason, I am very grateful for our partnership. You know, we've become good friends over this last year, and I'm really grateful for you and your team.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Kim. It's been great to be part of your show. I hope your listeners feel like it's been at least good to have me be part of your show. That's the goal, and I very much enjoy it. So thank you as well.
Okay. Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson. That's spelled MONSON.com. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com. I love hearing from you. Thrilled to have in studio with me Rick Rome. You are the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver.
Good morning, Kim.
It's great to have you here. And on the line is Greg Morrissey. He is a member of Liberty Toastmasters North. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And it is the day after Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Doing good.
Okay. The subject on the table is gratitude, Greg. What is your comments for Table Topics on Gratitude?
My comments for Table Topics on Gratitude, I have a great deal of gratitude for the life I've got to live, especially living in Australia for a while, then living here in the U.S. and got to see the comparison of these two countries with their democracies. And the one thing that I've really enjoyed over here, I've got to, when I came through and became my U.S. citizen, we had to go through and learn the Constitution. And that is a brilliant document. I have great gratitude for the people who went through it, the work that was done to have that document written. And that document needs to be, in my opinion, you cannot graduate high school unless you pass a test on the Constitution and its history and its founding fathers. I see the U.S. is in, we're in a little disarray right now with our politics, but I want all the politicians to follow that Constitution and show the gratitude for it, for the country we have and for the freedoms we have, and for the actual, for the growth, mental growth that you can have in this country because of that, to your own business, to lead your life, to make a difference in other people's lives. I just love the way the U.S. is the best country in the world for that, followed closely by Australia.
So you came to America, though, and you've become a U.S. citizen, right, Greg?
Yes, I have. When you go through that system, they don't care where you're from. You're all treated the same, which I thought was pretty good. I was in lines in Los Angeles. So you can imagine the mixture of people I was in there for that, going through that whole process.
Did you feel that all those that you were with going through that process, did they come out of the naturalization process feeling the same love for the Constitution that you have? I know that's kind of a difficult question, but do you have any feel for that?
The feeling I had speaking with a bunch of those people and the classes I had to attend with them, they were from many different countries, many different languages. They were here for what this country offered, for them to be the best that they could be and to use their abilities to grow from that. There was many men, many women. There were some you found kind of suspect who are running from something perhaps, but they're all coming to this country for what it offers for you as a person and to grow as a person.
So that is why we need to make sure that we protect liberty on a regular basis, right, Greg Morrissey?
Yes, it is. You make sure you protect it, teach it, and it's shown out through everywhere, through the elementary schools on a basic level, through the high schools. It should be taught as a subject. You shouldn't be graduating high school unless you can pass the test on the Constitution.
Well, Greg Morrissey, I totally agree with you. So thank you so much, a fellow member of Liberty Toastmasters North. Greg Morrissey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Very welcome. Love it. Thank you.
Okay. And on the line, and on the line we have with us Lisa Carnahan. Lisa, you are a member of Liberty Toastmasters Denver.
Yes, I am.
And we have in studio Rick Rome, our illustrious president, is in studio with us, Lisa.
Lisa, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Rick. And good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, most definitely. The table topics on the table is gratitude. So, Lisa Carnahan, what's your comments regarding gratitude?
Well, I was thinking of a few things that I was thankful for this Thanksgiving, and three things came to mind were freedom, friends, and family. And I feel very lucky to be born an American where we have a country that's founded in individual rights. So I have the opportunity to think for myself and act how I see fit. I'm also thankful for friends. I'm thankful for friends like you, Kim Munson, and Brad Beck, who had started Liberty Toastmasters, for being leaders and for having a lot of personal responsibility in your life, being passionate about your ideas, and for having nominated me to Leadership Program of the Rockies. I'm very grateful and have gratitude for being able to run a small business with my mom, but I think that I also would like to carve out a personal passion and further my future with education, and I really appreciate that you've given me this opportunity to build upon my skills and challenge myself further by speaking in front of an even larger group of people and people I'm not always familiar with. Another way I'm thankful for friends is that we have so much freedom in this country that we don't feel that we have a duty to be with our family. We can be with our family if we choose, but we can also be with friends. And in my adult life, I found it really quite nice that I've been invited to Friendsgiving, where people that are your peers invite you over, oftentimes because they don't have family in town or can't afford a trip out. So that's something that's provided me with a lot of things to be grateful for. And then I wanted to just speak a little bit about three of my family members. Of course, I have a giant family, and I'm thankful for so many of them. But this year I lost my last grandparent, and it gave me a lot of time to just be flooded with memories and think about things that I liked about them the best and things that they had modeled for me that I'm hopefully able to learn from and provide for in my own life. And my grandmother, Barbara Gutzman, I refer to her as Nana, she just had a genuinely sweet nature. She was extremely friendly, and she just took everybody at face value. She took people seriously, and she genuinely cared about people when she spoke with them. And I hope that that's something that I'm able to do in my life as well. One of my grandfathers, Bob Gutzman, I call him Papa, he was born in Germany, and in 1938, I think, when he was about nine, he was in Berlin during Kristallnacht, which was the night of broken glass, and his father took him out and showed him the destruction, how Jewish shop buildings had been broken. And he had had a very lush life where he had a beautiful home, a maid and a butler. His father had a factory for making boxes so other people could take their goods in those things. And then in order to have freedom, he had to flee to Israel, where they lived without electricity and running water. So that is definitely a lesson that teaches me how important freedom is. And then my other grandfather, Howard Grenin, was born in 1929 and or 28, I think, and he was born into the Great Depression. So during his high school years, he worked full-time at a grocery to help provide food and some money for his family. And at the same time that he was finishing school and providing for his family, he was drafted into World War II. And at that time, when they were in Europe, they struggled with limited food, with frostbite, and living in foxholes. But the part of it was that they were fighting for freedom. And he was very proud to have been part of Battle of the Bulge, a turning point in World War II in Antwerp, Belgium, and spoke about throughout his life, he got to meet survivors of these German death camps and how important it was for him to be able to free other people and also keep our country free. So I don't want to ever take for granted how important it is that our country was founded in individual rights and how we get to think and take action in the ways that we want to in our lives.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, that is absolutely powerful. And this year, this December, will be the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. And it was quite a battle. So Lisa Carnahan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Rick Rome, who is our next guest?
Our next guest is Amy Olivier from our Liberty Toastmasters North Club. Amy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for having me on and our fellow Toastmasters.
Well, it's great to have you on the line, Amy. And the subject on the table is gratitude. So what are your thoughts regarding gratitude?
Yeah, so gratitude is such a wonderful topic always, and especially this time of year. I've really been reading about doing some gratitude journaling, which I haven't done before, but I think is an exciting thing to do, just to bring gratitude really to the forefront of our minds. There's, you know, lots of ways to do it. People say you can pick out a specific time to sit down and really do it and make it a habit, or take a little notepad with you when you're on the go during the day, just to jot down the things that you're grateful for. So that's something that I'm actually going to do in 2019. And of course, there's overarching big ideas that I'm grateful for. Definitely, of course, that I'm a free American, and thank God for that every day, really, and just all the rights that we have protected. The First Amendment right, for example, that we can be on the radio here with you today. And really just lots of things that I was born at the time that I was born in, which is the late 70s. I often think that it would be, you know, fun or desirable to be born a little bit earlier in a simpler time. But really, I think that period of time really made me who I am, being the granddaughter of a World War II veteran and having the family that I had. Just really shaped me for who I am. I'm so thankful for that. I do, of course, have a wonderful family. I have two boys that are smart and, most importantly, kind, I like to say. Yeah, supportive family. And then, of course, in America, our freedom to practice our faith, whatever that may be. There's so many places in the world, you know, where people are being persecuted for that. So that's a huge one to me. And then I also talk about in this challenge just the little things to be thankful for every day. Strangers, you know, they may come along and brighten your day, or thinking about the last time you laughed or cried. Those are all these things to reflect on, I think. Even family traditions. I know with my boys, they still will sit down and watch The Sound of Music every Christmas. So those small things, you know, just to be thankful for. I think there's so many things, big picture, and then, of course, in our everyday, that if we stop and really take note of that, like I said, I believe your focus becomes your reality. And I think that just really helps shape our outlook in these trying times.
Well, I love that, Amy Olivier. Your focus becomes your reality. And thankful for the mundane. You know, we're blessed that those are, you know, just the basic everyday life. So, Amy Olivier, thank you so much. And we're going to go to break. This is the Kim Munson Show. I have Rick Rome in studio with me. This is our day after Thanksgiving show. We're talking about gratitude. We'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Denver, and the historic 88 Drive-In Theater for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson. That's MONSON.com. There's all kinds of great information there. And you can sign up for my newsletter there as well. And email me at Kim@KimMunson.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thrilled to have in studio with me Rick Rome. You are the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver.
I am the president. And in the finest tradition of a Toastmasters introduction, I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Miss Christy Whaley. Christy, how do you like, what do you think about gratitude today?
Oh, well, hi, Rick. Well, I'm grateful so much for things that I often take for granted and yet would be considered miraculous in other parts of the world. For instance, I got out of my warm, cozy bed this morning, flipped on a light switch, and the light came on. And then I went and made coffee, flipped on a switch, and within a minute I had a cup of hot, fresh coffee. So those things I'm very grateful for and I do take for granted. But probably the thing that I love the most or am most grateful for is the fact that my my parents instilled in me a love of country that is just loving this country is a wonderful thing, because you're grateful. If you love something, then you're grateful for it. And they instilled that in me. And then when I went to public schools, and I know Kim and I both went to public schools, and there it was reinforced, love of country. And then I was taken to church where we sang hymns like God Bless America and America the Beautiful. And so this overarching love for America and how wonderful it is has stood me in good stead, I guess you could say. I almost think it's a form of child neglect, if not child abuse, not to teach your children or your grandchildren how wonderful this country is.
Christy, I am with you. You've been to Normandy, and I went to Normandy as well, which was the site of D-Day in 1944, where the Allies went on to the European continent to stand against Hitler. Very, very difficult battles. But when I was in Normandy, what I found so interesting is that school children there still are taught what happened on D-Day in 1944. And school children here in America are not, and we need to turn that around.
Oh, I agree, Kim, and that was something that struck me, too. I was almost blown away at how much the French, especially the people in the countryside, seem to love this country so much because they experienced what we did for them. I mean, we liberated them, and school children are taught that. And in our country, it's tragic that they're not being taught that. And I think it's doing a great disservice to our children not to be grateful for this incredible country where people gave so much to help form our form of government. And, what they had to do, fight the greatest empire in the world to have this country come into being. And it just makes me sad sometimes to think about that.
Well, and that is why, Christy, you and I are members of Liberty Toastmasters, so that we can get our brains around how to speak in a very succinct manner about the different things that matter to us. So, Christy Whaley, thank you so much, and wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving week.
Thank you. Same to both of you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Rick Rome, what an amazing group of people. And this is just a snippet of our many members.
Yes. The one thing that I would say about Toastmasters is we are blessed to be surrounded by people who are high-functioning people and very capable people with strong opinions and deep-seated beliefs. There's nothing sweeter in this world.
And we don't always agree on everything. But I think in the spirit of the founders, we all have this goal of liberty for people. And so we may look at issues a little differently, but we're always respectful. And the speeches are well thought out, table topics, which we've just seen as a lot of fun. And thank you for stepping up and taking the leadership role in this, because it takes a lot of time. I greatly appreciate you.
And it is truly a joy to be able to be involved with such a group of talented and dedicated people.
So, Rick Rome, president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, what are your thoughts on gratitude?
The one common theme that I heard throughout all of our speakers is that they had gratitude for the people around them, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends. It was a reminder to me how important it is and how impactful people are in our lives and how they shape our views and how they shape our attitudes and how important it is that we understand and respect that. My grandmother herself had taught me from a very young age that if you have something in your life and you appreciate it, you take care of it. And it's a great reminder to be good to each other.
And something in our life is liberty. And if we appreciate it, then we take care of it. And liberty, as our friend Ben Martin says, it's the responsible exercise of freedom. And so on this day after Thanksgiving, it's really great to have you here, Rick Rome. I'm grateful for all of our colleagues at Liberty Toastmasters Denver and Liberty Toastmasters North. And Rick, people are welcome to come and visit us, right?
We are an open club. We have a meeting in December, and we'll have a brief hiatus because of the holidays. So look for us again towards the end of January.
And it's liberty.toastmasters. Let's see, what is it?
Toastmasters.org. Search a club and type in Liberty Toastmasters. You'll find us either North or Denver.
Okay, very good. So, Rick Rome, thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you, Kim.
And what a great show. And our quote for today is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and give thanks continuously. And because all these things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.